Everything was rolling up the TV screen, and we said their words for them in different voices. Jolly wasn't the man with the weather map, and she reported with a bass voice. The whole world is rolling up into the sky with high winds from the northeast, and there is increased speeds of everything disappeared into space. And I got on sports and reported. Everybody hit home runs today. All the balls went up, none came down. And be sure you buy this brand new car. No money down, don't pay nothing till. And Jolly, she finished it for me. Don't pay nothing till you want to. We'll just keep adding a gazillion percent interest. Oh, there goes the new car. Oh, there goes my toupee up into the sky. And we laughed like fools. Jeremy and Jilly didn't wake up. Little spinning spongies flew out of the sofa, and the whole world was helpless, rolling up colorful into the sky, out of control, like tossing silk, like steady flame, like a joke. This is definitely not what I tell my mom. You maybe got a point there, I tell her, to make her ease up on me. I'll be careful.
When LaVon's mom says, "That Jolly, she's got hold of you," I can tell that she's worried. She definitely doesn't think that Jolly is a good influence on LaVon. Do you think she's right? Should LaVon think about looking for a new job? Is LaVon putting her own dreams at risk? We're at the top of page 44. It starts, "That's my girl."